Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Star Medicine Podcast, your source for astrology wisdom, divinatory practice, and deeper connection to your purpose. With your host, astrologer Jennifer Edwards.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Star Family. This is the first episode in 2 years, and I am so excited to be broadcasting from points unknown in my snowy state of Maine, surrounded by the ocean and pine trees. In this part of the world, we are experiencing snowmageddon, and rightfully so. We have not had a lot of snow this year, but I am so excited to be back on the airwaves and to talk about the 30-year move of Saturn occupying Pisces, which will be happening on March 7th. Before I begin, just to reintroduce myself, many of you know me from being the resident astrologer on Enlightened Empaths podcast, as well as my many appearances for our special kids and any of the airwaves that I have been on. My name is Jennifer Edwards. I am an astrologer, and I'm a soul astrologer. I'm an intuitive astrologer. I look for cycles and patterns. I am a Sagittarius with a Cancer rising and a Scorpio moon. I love big and I love deeply. The people that I do love, I give love like they've never felt. And that's really what my purpose is here, is to connect everyone back to that place. So I welcome all of you and the audience. I do see I have a few callers. Tonight's episode will be a short one because we are returning to the airwaves. And this will be a short 45 minutes, so I will stop yammering on and get to the story at hand here. And that is Saturn, our planet of time, karma, building things from truth, from your authentic self. People fear Saturn, and, you know, there is no planetary activity to ever fear. All it is a course corrector. And so basically Saturn, when it rules time, it shows us where we are focusing our energy because time is our most valuable resource. We'll always lose money or earn money back, but time, once spent, is gone and can never be brought back. So Saturn brings a lot of lessons with it, and people tend to get really queasy when they see Saturn moving up on a natal planet in their chart, or we're having some sort of, you know, massive aspect. Over the last 2 years, Saturn has been squaring Uranus, and as Saturn moves into Pisces, we are moving away from that square cycle. But what it does for ego course correcting is it wakes you up, and anything that is not built from your truth, from who you are, if it's built from your wounded ego, trying to control the future, being in lack of, being in fear of lack, in fear of lack of safety. When we live in the future and create things, we are doing that in an untruth. So Saturn comes in and it starts to inspect the foundations at which you have started building. It's kind of the OSHA of the galaxy. And Saturn goes in and does its inspections. You know, have you been honest? Have you been honest with yourself? Are you being a martyr? Are you giving yourself in service to others at detriment of self? Are you giving from zero? Are you relying on what you give to give you validation of worth rather than getting that from inside? So Saturn really re-corrects us in the way that we do things, and it makes us become much wiser in the area that it transits. Natal Saturn in your chart is a reflection of where you are going to work the hardest for the first 29 years of your life until you have your Saturn return. A good example would be my chart. I have natal Saturn in my third house. And in the third house, this means that public speaking is terrifying to me, or used to be. Growing up, I had a stutter. My tongue, my frenum under my tongue needed to be clipped because I couldn't talk. And my brain would move faster than my mouth. I had horrible stage fright whenever I got on stage and tried to be something that I wasn't. I was booed. And I learned lessons fairly quickly. And as a result of that, I just did not speak my truth. And now that I'm older, this is what I do for a living. And so wherever Saturn is, to kind of come full circle, wherever Saturn is in your natal chart is something that you have to work at for a very long time, and then you become very wise, and it becomes one of your beautiful gifts. So Saturn here, the last time Saturn occupied Pisces was 1993 through 1996. Now, you know, the old people like myself, I was 16 when this happened, and you want to really look back to what was going on then. For those of you who were not alive, hold on, I'll go over that in just a moment. But for the people that were alive in 93 through 96, what we're looking at is what happened back then that changed the way that you do things. So that's a pretty broad statement. What this would look like is, you know, did your spiritual beliefs change? You know, did you move in fear and change your spiritual beliefs to not be seen? You have to understand that Saturn's cycle is 30 years. It reaches each sign once every 30 years. So we are essentially rectifying a cycle that started back in 93, 96. So for me, this would be in my ninth house. I'm looking at my spiritual belief system, where it came from, where I'm building it. And you have to understand that Saturn, wherever it occupies in transit, is really calling you to task to take accountability for your life and act in accordance of your true authentic self. So if you are not, for myself, if this is going through my ninth house of spirituality, foreign travel, law, you know, am I being true to myself? Am I teaching, because this is the role of the teacher, am I teaching things that I have lived? Am I walking my walk? Am I talking my talk, right? Am I moving in a role as a guru, right, which is never a good thing? These are very self-reflective times to see how much of yourself you are applying in the way that you move versus the mask that you wear to get what you want. And Saturn will bring tests. It will bring, it'll bring not only tests, but it'll bring trials and tribulations. And it really wants you to let go of things, people, places that aren't changing. And what that means is when you are moving into a situation and nothing is growing, it's staying the same, it becomes stagnant. And as a pool of water that doesn't move, it gets full of disease and bacteria. You need to have water moving in order for it to be cleansed and clear. So it's the same with relationships. It's the same with career. It's the same with the company that you keep, that if you aren't getting anywhere, you start to look at the value of your time and why you are staying in these places. Is it out of fear? Is it out of fear of making a movement that I'm going to lose? As we know, when one door closes, another door opens. This has happened to me countless times in my life. I have reinvented my career numerous times. I mean, I can't even count it on one hand. And a lot of people, when they're miserable at their job or they're miserable in their career, you know, fear keeps them stuck away from growing. And so when Saturn moves in and starts looking at these things, we lose things that we are afraid to let go of, that are really creating and hampering our growth. They're creating a box for us to live in rather than to grow and thrive in. So if we lose during this time, it's for our greater good. That's where it all comes back to. The planetary energy is always here to help us and support us in our true authentic selves. And when we are too afraid to move, it comes in and helps us along the way. It looks like it's this horrible thing. You know, I lost my job. What am I going to do? But without being stuck in that place, a new opportunity has the ability to show itself. And how you use that new energy being shown to you is going to show you whether you're going to repeat another cycle of getting another job out of fear. You know, just because you're good at something doesn't mean you have to do it. Or are you going to look at what you would really like to do and like to try to do? And especially now in today's job climate, I'm speaking about career, but especially now in today's job climate, you know, there are so many vacancies that trying something new is no sweat. And something I tell my clients all the time is if everyone made the same amount of money, if there wasn't such a thing as fame or, you know, power or recognition, and you made the same salary, whether you were a doctor or whether you were a peanut farmer, what would you do? And how many times would you try something different? Because there's no fear and risk of loss. And that is how you really want to approach life, but you want to do it in truth. So with Saturn, you know, Saturn is a wake-up call to all the signs because, you know, whenever Saturn enters a sign or an area of your chart, it is looking at the way that you were doing things before, and then it is creating a slowing down process so you can see things very clearly that are not working. So when you move forward during this transit very slowly, Saturn loves slowness, when you move slowly into the definition of what you want, you need to do that in authenticity, period. I recently had Saturn, when Saturn was in Capricorn, moving through my seventh house of relationships. And by the time that transit was over, I also had Pluto occupying that area as well, helping that along the way. But once that transit was over, I had created a relationship with myself. What I allowed into my life or wanted in my relationships drastically changed from other people. And then I started asking myself, you know, even though I want to be loved, right, who doesn't? I would ask myself, is this person going to add to my peace or is this person going to take from my peace? I broke a lot of cycles. And so we can expect this with Saturn moving into Pisces. Now, when Saturn moves into Pisces, you know, Pisces is this creative, spiritual, it owns the 12th house of the zodiac sign. And so when Saturn moves in here, we're really looking at putting down roots where maybe we were escaping. Pisces is source energy, but it's also disillusion. And what I mean by disillusion is that when you are not doing anything to rectify or change your life and you are escaping through other things, so you can feel good or forget or connect with source in a different way, and then return into your mess. That is delusion, okay? When we talk about the source energy of Pisces, this is where we come from, where we all eventually go to, And we can spiritually get there by moving through the informing of our inner child, which is the intention of our subconscious energy. And those two different definitions, one being the light side and the other being the shadow side, are the way that Pisces works. So you'll find that people who have, you know, addiction issues are going to have a lot of consequence in that. People who are into escapism are going to have a lot of consequence with that. You're also going to see, which I think is really interesting, is that you're going to see the spiritual and wellness industry, it'll have to wake up and take accountability, which I really am secretly delighted for this, because with social media taking over at such a rapid pace with the popularity of TikTok and Instagram videos, all of a sudden, especially with astrology and everything, you have all of these experts that are, you know, trying to get views, trying to get likes, and the information that is being broadcasted is not accurate at all. And I think we're going to see a rectification of facts, of the people that you listen to, you know, if they are legitimate, if they are in this for the right reasons. Saturn is the planet of karma. And I will tell you that those snake oil salesmen that are looking for a cash grab are going to see a turnaround about face in the spiritual wellness industry. So this is actually very good, because this will be a cleansing. This will help people understand practices in the right way, rather than this fast food 7-minute video type of atmosphere that we're in. Now, the planets that the signs that are going to be experiencing the most tension, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it means that you're going to have a lot of introspection, which means there isn't going to be a lot of movement. When Saturn conjunct my natal Venus about 2 years ago, that was very painful. I felt very alone. But at the end of it, that happened so I could find a relationship within myself rather than looking for love and validation outside of myself. So when Saturn makes aspects to your planets, you know, especially in squares or conjunctions or oppositions, understand that there is a transformation and you need to feel through your feelings so you can find your way back to yourself. The mutable signs will be in square of this Saturn transit. The two signs that will be in direct square will be Gemini and Sagittarius. So if you have any angles, which would be your rising, your descendant, your IC, your midhaven, any natal planets, Chiron, North Node, all that, if they are in Gemini and Sagittarius, you're going to be getting a series of wake-up calls and call to attention. So, you know if you're moving in absolute truth and transparency. There's a difference between truth and transparency. You know, truth can have gaping holes in it. So I saw Becky at Starbucks, but the full transparent truth is I texted Becky, we met at Starbucks and had a conversation. Both of those statements are truthful. Only one is transparent. So whenever we have Saturn making squares to our natal planets, we are looking at our level of transparency to others, but also to ourselves. Where are we gaslighting ourselves? Where are we not serving ourselves? You know, where are we not taking care of ourselves? Maybe where are we not feeling our feelings? Where are we self-abusing through food, through relationships, through friendships, you know, just so we can feel something? This is the definition of, you know, illusion, delusion, escapism. That's the kind of stuff that is going to be looking that Saturn's going to be looking at for the signs of Gemini and Sagittarius. So if you have natal planets in this area or any angles, know that they will be talking to Saturn at some point. Saturn will be in Pisces from March 7th until May 24th, 2025. It moves into Aries on May 25th, but then during the retrograde moves back into Pisces from August 31st, 2025, and then finally leaves Pisces on February 13th, 2026. So we're here for 3 years with a little dip in and out. Virgo is going to be all Virgo placements, angles, planets. Virgo is going to be in direct opposition of Saturn. So same thing. The square that will happen with Gemini and Sagittarius is tense. Opposition is tense too, but opposition here is making you whatever planet it is opposing or angle. It's really making you reevaluate how you're showing up here. So it's trying to bring you back into truth. So anything that you are holding on to that you are using to define your identity is probably going to be up for inspection. And it's going to be asked to be let go of and to look at why you won't let go of something that's not working. The thing is with Saturn and time is that a lot of the time you'll see that most people won't give up on things because they have invested so much time, even though it's not working. A good example would be marriages. You know, if you've been married for 30 years and it is, you know, never been fulfilling, but you're showing up out of duty, you're really not showing up. You know, it's okay to want things for yourself, but you have to do things the right way. You need to go to counseling, you know, you figure it out. I believe in getting married once, you know, and I believe in the sanctity of marriage, and I believe people can work things through. But I also believe, too, that playing house and pretending that you're happy is not healthy. And it's not healthy for children. It's not healthy for the people in the relationship. And often there's a life lesson there around being friends and letting go. That's just one example. You could look at career in this way. You could also look at friendships. Friendships is a good one. I have friends that I've known since grade school, and I'm not the same person. I have grown. And it's okay to outgrow friendships. It's okay to outgrow relationships. What's not okay is to stay in an environment where your growth is scary for the other person, and so they don't want you to grow, right? Or they criticize your growth. Because ultimately, it creates an issue for their fear and their safety when you grow and change. That's a whole other thing. So, Virgo, you're going to be experiencing the opposition. And if your sun is in Virgo, this is going to be a complete transformation on how you show up with other people. Depending on what house in your natal chart this falls in, more details will arrive as to the exactness of this placement. And obviously, if you have planets or angles in Pisces, you're going to be experiencing the conjunction. And the conjunction is transformative. It is going to stop you dead in your tracks if you are not moving through your authentic self, and it will force you to do that. And it will do it in a very karmic way, which means that if you create flying monkeys around someone or lie about someone so that way you can save face, you can expect a karmic reverb on that. So you need to own up, be accountable, don't create stories that aren't true, and move in transparency as best as you can, because after this cycle is over, it's like a rebirth, and you have a massive awareness around time, how important it is, and things will be much different, even though it seems scary. Can you imagine when you were a kid telling a lie and then having to fess up to your parents? And it's awful at first, but it's a clear conscience. So, you know, if you've had a storyline that someone's absolutely crazy or you're crazy and that's why it happened, just be accountable. This is all what this is about is accountability. And that's what Saturn does. It's pretty great. So Virgo and Pisces are going to be feeling it pretty deeply, as well as the square signs of Gemini and Sagittarius. Now, water signs are going to be blessed. So if you have your angles, which would be your rising sign, descendant, MC, IC in water signs, or you have natal planets in water signs, Saturn will be trining over the next 3 years those areas of your chart, which means that moving through your authenticity will bring you gifts. And we don't move in authenticity with the intention of receiving. It's the intention of being your best true self, of being your most vulnerable self, but also being showing up as a good person, you know? I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with being vulnerable and being a good person? There are wounded people walking around here. And if someone wounds you and your vulnerability, know that those people have deep healing that they need to do. And you don't have to stay and show up for it over and over and over again. It's a sign to love yourself enough to not subject yourself. What are you showing up for? What are you holding space for? Wherever you focus your energy grows. And not only wherever you focus your energy, but the intention of how you are focusing your energy, which is subconscious, is what actually grows. So it's all a healing process from the inside out. But water signs are going to be getting a leg up on this, which is incredibly exciting. We are moving into the full moon territory of next week, which will happen before I broadcast again. So I will go over the forecast. And then if I have time, I will take a call or two. But before I get into the full moon forecast, I just want to talk about a couple of projects that I have been working on. If you would like to have a live reading with me, I do that on Zoom. You can find me and all of my services, all of my offerings at thankgoddess.org. You can also find me on Instagram at thank_goddess. I am also on Facebook at thankgoddess. I run the Moon Lodge, I am the creator of the Moon Lodge on Patreon. This is an online spiritual community. It comes with a Patreon membership where there's three tiers to suit your needs. The Wise Wild Woman tier gets access to the Facebook community, which is private. In the Facebook community, we have Kundalini, we have Chakra Yoga, we have hundreds of hours of videos on demand in the Facebook group. It is not on Patreon. There's nowhere to store. Not only that, but we have live readings. I do daily forecasts of energy informing what's going on in the sky. We have several people that come to do intuitive readings, light language readings, tarot readings. So in this beautiful community, it's non-judgmental. It's a place for you to grow, to find your inner child, to do some healing, and to do it in a safe space. You can find that at www.patreon.com/moonlodge. And finally, my last project, which is called The Chrysalis. It is a 48-week, four-module rebirthing program. It is going to begin on March 21st, and we are going to go through healing the inner child, which will be the first quarter, and then at the summer solstice, we will reconnect to the divine feminine, and that is all about moving and receiving. And then at the fall or autumnal equinox, we will be blending the two. It's called the Mother and Child Reunion, and during that quarter, we will be reuniting and moving from that energy. And then when we move into the last quarter, which will begin at the winter solstice and end the program at the equinox in March, this will be the rebirthing process. I will be using charts. This is a one-on-one. You get 24 visits with me. There are a handful of group events. We will be working in such a concentrated way to get into your childhood wounding, to get you to move in your inner informing child and then move into your divine feminine. Whether you're masculine or feminine or not, it is a remarriage, a rebirth in this area. I am providing early bird pricing of $1,300 for the entire year. It's $1,333 for the one-time payment and $388 quarterly. And early bird ends on March 3rd. If you would like to join the program, you are saving an incredible amount of money to work one-on-one with me. 24 visits would be $2,300, $2,400, and this is more than half, plus the enormous amount that you get. The sign-up link is located on Instagram, as well as the program details. You can also find it on Facebook. It is not on my website. If you would like to inquire, I'm happy to send you an email. You can find me on Instagram, or you can write to me at starmedicinepodcast@outlook.com, and I'll be happy to do that. The price of the program does increase after the 9th to $1,555 and for the one-time payment and $444 for the quarterly. So if you're looking to really get to know your chart, learn about astrology. You will not be a professional astrologer after this. This is about you. Learn how to work with the moons. Have meditations, personal meditations made for you, two of them a quarter. Then this is what you are looking for. So back to the full moon, which I'm super excited about. We will be experiencing the full moon at 16 degrees Virgo. This will occur on March 7th at 7:40 a.m. Eastern Time. This particular full moon is actually going to be trining Uranus, and it is going to be in a loose square with Mars in Gemini. It's about 7-degree orb off of exact. What you do want to do is go back and look to see what was going on during the new moon in Virgo on August 27th, 2022, because we're ending out that cycle. Every new moon is connected to the following full moon. So you want to look at any manifestations that you began or any hopes and wishes that you were hoping to bring into fruition. That is going to start showing up now, or things that you swept under the rug back then are coming back to be rectified. So it's important to see what's happening now and how it connects to back then, because we are creating a cycle. Full moons are endings, right? But they're from one state of existence to another. So it could be something really ending and you moving on. So there could be finality in that, or it could actually be, you know, something is going from one state to another, when someone is engaged and then they become married, or someone is dating and then they become engaged. So endings don't have to be negative. This trine to Uranus, though, is supportive. However, Uranus is always volatile, and so it's an ego course corrector on a high level. So whatever comes in with Uranus at 16 degrees Taurus is going to be sudden. For Virgos, you can expect new territories, new belief systems. You want to make sure that you're walking your walk, okay? This is for Virgo energy. For Leos, this is definitely going to be a work and finance moon for you, and some sudden, probably some sudden income or maybe a sudden raise. For Cancer, this is very much about speaking your truth, especially online, because Uranus is in your 11th house. It's also your manifestation house, so it's really important that you are understanding that your internal dialogue and, you know, what you say actually manifests. So if you're dealing with your own internal dialogue, you know, really look at how you talk to yourself and also what you share online. Make sure that you're being transparent here because it's important. For Gemini energy, this is a wake-up call to patterning, starting fresh. There's also the energy here for a possible move with the full moon in the fourth house or an ending of a project in the house, in your home. If you have Aries energy, this is going to be about health and fitness and money and self-worth. So Uranus is in the first house, which is how people see you, how who you are in relationships. And I think I read the wrong one. Let's go back for Taurus energy. So for Taurus energy, this is going to be in 5 and 1. This is creating new love, being vulnerable. With this energy here, it's how you show up and how you're showing people. I'm sorry for the mistake. So with Uranus being in the first house, you know, it's really about stepping into your authenticity, ripping the mask off, and receiving from that place. As for Aries, this energy is very much going to be about health and fitness and money and self-worth. So what this means is that, you know, you want to make sure that where you're sacrificing your time is you are receiving your worth and value in exchange of that, because where you're not, where you're giving more than what you are receiving is going to be reevaluated. For Pisces energy, this is partnership news. This could be sudden advancement in partnership or a sudden ending in partnership. Aquarius energy, this is finance, working from home. This is a very psychic moon for Aquarius energy. You definitely want to work on this. You can work with mother wounds, childhood wounds, but also childhood patterning here. Any moon in the eighth house is about financial windfall, but also vulnerability, as well as a sex house. So this rules your third eye. So this is very psychic for Aquarius. And for Capricorn energy, this full moon is about discovering your inner child and changing your beliefs. So this is very much understanding that it is important for you to not be all work and no play. And it's going to change the way that you view how that wreaks havoc on your body and on your mind. Sagittarius energy, this is very much going to be about career and workplace here with the 10 and 6 involved. So, you know, where are you sacrificing yourself and your job? Are you okay here? It's definitely a check-in. It could be a promotion, which would be amazing, or it could be the fact that you're ready to go, and it's time. For Scorpio energy, this is going to be relationship and friendship. So this is going to be in the 11th house is the actual placement of this full moon for you, and Uranus is in the 7th house. So you could hear news from a friend. Relationships are pretty volatile right now for Scorpio energy, so it's important that you listen to what's coming in, and it's also important that the reason why you pay attention is because you want to make sure that you are not gaslighting yourself, that you see the details for what they are, rather than let someone kind of spin a tale on making you think what they don't want you to think. And finally, if you have Libra energy, this is definitely a mental health check-in, a vulnerability moon with the full moon in the eighth house and Uranus in the eighth house. This is really looking at your fears, where they come from, your cycles and patterns. It's going to be a very psychic time for Libra. Look for, you know, messages and dreams. Whenever the 12th house experiences a full moon, this is a particularly psychic moon because we're looking into our subconscious. So this is a wonderful time for Libra to quit any bad habits that are detrimental to your health and are psychological. So smoking, drinking, lying, eating, you know, stealing, all of those things. So I have about 5 minutes. I'm going to take a caller. I don't have enough time to read a chart, but I do have enough time to answer a very quick question. So let me see. Hi there. Welcome to Star Medicine Podcast.
Hello. My name is Barbara. Barbara. And my birthday is 2/20/56. And I'm looking forward to good things coming forward spiritually. Can you confirm?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm not looking at your chart, but listening to your birth date tells me that your sun is at 0 degrees Pisces. So this tells me that you are going to have Saturn conjuncting your sun very shortly here. And so this is basically, I don't know if you've been listening to the show, but this is basically a reevaluation of who you are, how you've gotten here, and where you want to go. So this can open you up spiritually, but it's also going to change your spiritual beliefs in the fact that things are created in the present. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. And, you know, if I had more time, because usually I'll take people's birth dates and I'll look at their chart and I can tell you exactly what's going on, I would look. I don't have time to do that tonight. But I will say, though, that this is a call to action. You want to go back to 93 through 96 to see what you were doing back then and how you decided to move, because you're ending a cycle of a pattern that began back at that time.
I left a marriage.
There you go. Then did you find who you were when that happened?
I did. I did.
Yeah.
I had very small children, 7 months old and 5 years old, and reinvented myself to where I am now. But now I want to progress on the spiritual path even more.
Yes. And
use it as career.
Well, just by you saying that, so, you know, 30 years ago, you know, you found out who you were, you reinvented yourself, right? You brought yourself back up. Where you are now, Saturn is going to ask you, you know, what is your intention? You know, are you getting into spirituality so you can make money, or are you getting into spirituality because you want to save the world?
It's never been about money.
Right, but I'm not saying it is for you, but those are the questions that Saturn is going to ask, and then it's going to, Saturn is going to make you, when you step into your spirituality, you have to, and I'm not saying this you directly, this everybody else listening, Saturn will want us to walk the walk and talk the talk. You know what I mean? Like, we need to do those practices before we instruct others to do those practices. So through that whole movement, we transform ourselves as we guide others around us.
Right. And I think the trials and tribulations that I went through and I'm currently going through now as a tower moment, it's going to help me going forward so I can help others.
Absolutely. Tower moments in our lives make us let go of things that we otherwise didn't see or would not let go of, so that way we have fresh, fertile ground to grow from, and we can do it from authenticity and by living in the present from our truth. So it's actually a blessing in disguise when sometimes things happen that are beyond our control. So I'm so glad to hear this for you. And when I come back next week, you know, I'm going to be doing an hour show where I'll be able to look at people's charts and I could give you more of a detailed description. But it was wonderful talking to you. I hope you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. So I believe that's all we have time for. I have a minute left. I want to make sure that I also give a shout-out to Josh Robbins, who is the voice on our intro and the live music. He is an amazing musician, incredibly creative, and a wonderful friend. And I am so excited to have my new theme song, and I'm so excited to be back on the airwaves. Again, you can find me at thankgoddess.org. You can find me on Instagram at thankgoddess, at thank_goddess, or on Facebook at thankgoddess. Also, Patreon/Moon Lodge to join the Moon Lodge community. We have 3 tiers. And thank you so much for joining us. This has been a wonderful experience. Happy full moon.
Welcome to Star Medicine Podcast,
your source for astrology wisdom, divinatory practice, and deeper connection to your purpose. With your host, astrologer Jennifer Edwards.